Good morning, Eagles.
Good morning.
Let us open our convention. We actually have about 1 minute and everybody's ready. Let us open our convention with our theme hymn number 89, Divine Goodness. Hymn number 89. To open our convention this morning, we've asked our brother Leon Millen to read for us our morning resolve, brother Dwayne Kramer, our vow unto the Lord, and brother Rush Shalhoub, our manna text, in that order.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. For grace to help, I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interest, and I will attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek to please and honor self. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and with all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting my soul to divine care, trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests. For my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord providences may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
The manna text for this morning is taken from John chapter 2, verse 27. The blessing and power of the Lord accompanied David's anointing in some manner, just how we may not understand, enabling him to progress in knowledge, etc., and fitting and preparing him for the duties of the office to which he had been anointed. May we not consider as an antitype to this the anointing which comes upon the church from the time of her acceptance with the Lord. Ours is not a physical anointing, nor are the blessings conferred of a temporal character. It is as new creatures that we grow in grace and knowledge and love, and as new creatures that, by and by, we shall be perfected in the first resurrection and come to the throne with our Lord and Master as our head. The anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. 1 John 2:27.
Thank you, brethren. On behalf of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and the Associated Bible Students, we'd like to welcome you to Columbus, Ohio, for this convention, which has a focus of getting to know our Heavenly Father better, looking at God's character very specifically. Now, I mentioned the fact that it's Associated Bible Students, and I didn't put the tail end of that title on, which is the Associated Bible Students of Central Ohio. But the reality, brethren, is that those that meet with us are pretty much national. We have those from California. We have one from Georgia. We have those from Wenatchee, Washington, that meet with us on a regular basis, and all across Ohio, from the far east to the far west of Ohio. So we all welcome you, and we're all here for the purpose of helping you to make your calling election sure in any way that we possibly can. And if there is any way whatsoever that we can help you in doing this, we ask that you approach us and ask us what we can do to help you. The most important focus of this convention for all of us is to walk away from here having a deeper love for our Heavenly Father and His Son. Sister Debbie has a little saying on our refrigerator, one of those magnets, you know, and it says, to know our Father is to love Him. And so one of the important features of here, of this convention, will be to increase your love for your Heavenly Father by a greater understanding of His character and how He is going to manifest that character to all the families of the earth. It is a real joy, brethren, for us to gather together for these. During this convention, we are going to look at wisdom, justice, love, and power, honesty, purity, and truth, wrath, jealousy, exacting perfection, and justice. We are going to look at generosity, long-suffering, and love once again. Okay, and then we're going to have a Vesper on God's glory, very specifically. You know, the brethren here in Central Ohio have endeavored for years to accomplish putting a lot into a convention, leaving very little time for fellowship. We apologize for that. But the focus, again, is learning about our Heavenly Father. And so we're going to have a one-hour discourse. We've asked one of our master chefs to serve you for a one-hour study on the subject of the knowledge of God and its value. Now, the Associated Bible Students have already had two meetings lasting some 3 hours in an endeavor to try to cover this subject. We failed to finish it. We hope that in this 1 hour that Brother Stein is going to be able to do that. Then there are two additional subjects that I wanted to address, and that is the fact that we wanted to talk about what God hates, so that we know better what we should not be doing and how we should not be. And we should also look at what God loves, so we have that example before us. And then, kind of finishing up our convention with a real whopper of a subject, and that is, be ye perfect. Be ye perfect. That brings a responsibility. That responsibility will be easier on each one of us if we pay attention during this convention. To the extent that we learn more about the character of God, the easier it will be for us to be like our God. Now, we realize that's not possible in the flesh, but in intention it is. And therefore, that's what we would encourage. Let us open our convention, therefore, with Brother Monette's request of hymn number 105, and we'll ask Brother Richard Stewart to come forward to open our meeting with prayer.
Our gracious, loving Father, we bow our hearts and minds once again this morning hour, thy presence, desirous of thy Spirit that it might abound in our hearts and minds, that we might be blessed by our association one another together, and that thou wouldst also bless the lips of the one who will direct our thoughts this hour, that we might be closer to thee, that we might appreciate thy loving character, and that we might emulate it more fully in our lives. To this end, we ask thy blessing this hour, forgiveness for our shortcomings, and thy blessing upon those of like precious faith, wherever they are and all their experiences. We ask these favors and give thee all the honor and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.